You're listening to the Ben Fordham Podcast. And now, Ben Fordham Comments.
Well, for a while now, we've been talking about Mount Warning. Once upon a time, more than 100,000 people a year visited the site in the northern rivers of New South Wales. It is spectacular. But for the last 4 years, nobody's been allowed to climb Mount Warning. We've tried to get straight answers as to why it can't be climbed, and the only answer we get relates to secret Indigenous men's business. And first they said that women couldn't climb it, then they said, no, nobody can climb it. And shutting it has been damaging to local tourism because climbers and hikers and day trippers have been told to stay away. And when we ask politicians about it, they seem to get very nervous and dodge the questions. Well, now 10,000 people have signed a petition for Mount Warning to be reopened, and there will be a debate in the New South Wales Parliament. John Ruddick from the Libertarian Party says it's about time.
Mount Warning is one of the biggest reasons people come to New South Wales. Mount Warning is the most beautiful national park New South Wales has had. But I'll tell you another important thing, Ben. Mount Warning is a warning to all of our other national parks. Mount Warning is the warning. We've got to draw a line in the sand here.
That was John Ruddick this week. But at this stage, there are no plans from the Environment Minister, Penny Sharp, to reopen Mount Warning. And if you think this is an isolated case, think again. As John Ruddick says, this is the warning. Sadly, Australians are being locked out of areas of natural beauty, and it started slowly and it's been picking up pace ever since. First, there's Uluru. The world-famous climb to the summit was closed in 2019, and when climbing Ayers Rock was banned, most Australians accepted it. The ban related to one site and you can still walk around it, but it was just the thin edge of the wedge. Then it was the Grampians in Victoria. Many iconic rock climbing routes in the Grampians were closed to the public in 2020. The shutdown was allegedly to protect rock art, including some art that is invisible to the naked eye. Let that sink in. Then they came after the Glasshouse Mountains, which are in Queensland. Restrictions have been proposed on three summits in that area, including Mount Biwa. A senior elder, Ken Murphy, says people are scarring the mountain when they climb it. He says it's not a place for people to take photos and yahoo and carry on. Do you reckon bushwalkers traditionally, typically fall into that category? People who take photos and yahoo and carry on? I don't think so. South Australia's got its own example, the Flinders Ranges, one of the most breathtaking natural beauties in Australia. The highest point is St Mary's Peak. People have been climbing it for decades, but now there are signs requesting visitors stay away from the summit. And wait, there's more. In Alice Springs, Mount Gillon has been shut. Mount Gillon is a beautiful mountain range, just a 10-minute drive out of town, but now walking tracks have been closed. Are you starting to see what's happening here? Australians are being locked out of more parts of their own country, and in many cases, Indigenous people can't agree on the reasons why. As one Indigenous elder remarked on Mount Warning, yes, it's a sacred site. It's so sacred, I want all Australians, regardless of their skin colour or their gender, to come and enjoy it. So make no mistake, we are damaging tourism with this. We're punishing people who've done nothing wrong. And we're essentially creating bad vibes between Indigenous communities and other communities. And I reckon future generations will think that we were crazy.